The bag ban in stores may catch some shoppers off guard next month, but it's just one of many surprises politicians may pull in October, at least according to political comedian Will Durst. Today, he's turning his attention to the home stretch of the presidential election, which will last all month long.
Hey, guys. Will Durst here with a few words about the October surprise, the joker in the American electoral deck of cards. After most minds have been made up and money spent, a well-played October surprise can turn a game around quicker than three crews of replacement refs. Here's just a sample of the sort of shenanigans we can expect to see in the month of October. October 8th. Barack Obama announces a deal with Jamba Juice to place coupons for free fruit smoothies on the back of all 1040 forms. October 11th. Immediately after the vice presidential debate, Joe Biden disappears for the rest of the campaign. Nobody, including his personal staff, notices. October 13th. Mitt Romney vows, if elected, to personally write a $250 check to every man, woman, and child in America. Fox News calls it a game changer. October 15th. Donald Trump unveils a cave painting in Provence, France, that portrays a figure that looks eerily like Barack Obama descending from what appears to be a spaceship. October 18th. On the way to a rally in Langley, Virginia, President Barack Obama stops a motorcade to run into a burning building, saving three-year-old twins. October 19th. Inspired by Larry Ellison's purchase of the Hawaiian island of Lanai, the Koch brothers offer $200 billion for Ohio, as is. October 21st, on the way to church, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney personally beats off masked bullies attempting to impale a litter of puppies with nail guns. October 24th, blurry YouTube video surfaces showing Barack Obama before a fundraiser chain-smoking cigarettes in the loading bay of a Toledo convention center. October 28th, the state comptroller of Ohio announces the Koch brothers sale cannot go through because George Soros has already acquired 60% of the state. October 30th, the LA Times releases grainy photographic evidence of Mitt Romney at a Portsmouth, New Hampshire coffee shop ordering and downing three triple espressos.